For KBIA News, I'm AJ Feather. The Columbia Water and Light Department wants voters to approve a $69 million bond issue to pay for electric utility projects. On Wednesday, the city's Water and Light Advisory Board recommended the bond issue to the Columbia City Council. The Columbia City Council will decide whether the bond issue will appear on the April ballot. Jim Windsor, a utility financial manager with the Water and Light Department, says the biggest items in the electric utility project are improvements to substations and transmission lines in the southern part of the city that will also impact the eastern and western parts of the city. He says he thinks a bond issue is the cheapest way to finance the project.
You don't have to raise a lot of cash right now to pay for the things that you have to do, and these are projects that we have to do, and the least expensive way is then to sell the bonds, you get the money, and then you pay for it over the time period.
Windsor says they hope to have the work done by the summer of 2017. Demonstrators marching from Ferguson to Missouri's capital to protest the police shooting death of Michael Brown were met with opposition as they passed through Rosebud, Missouri. KRCG reports that some people in Rosebud shouted obscenities and held signs telling them to, quote, go home. The Columbia, Missourian reports that at least one person displayed a Confederate flag, and the back window of a bus traveling with the marchers was broken by a bullet. The protest march began last week after a grand jury decided not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for the August 9th shooting of Brown, who was black and unarmed. The protesters are expected to arrive Friday in Jefferson City. The Airplane Advisory Board is considering ways to accommodate the expected increase in traffic Columbia Regional Airport may soon face. KBIA's Amber Smith has the story.
Larger American airline planes will start flying out of Columbia Regional Airport to Chicago and Dallas early next year, adding about 15 seats per flight. Airport Advisory Board member Leon Hofset says the Columbia Regional Airport is already operating near capacity, and they need to figure out ways to accommodate the increased number of customers.
Our airport does appear to be expanding, and we're very happy about that. That's been our objective, and that's been the objective of the mayor and the council all along. We just need to start preparing for that because it does take time to get those changes into effect.
Hofset says the Airport Advisory Board wants to build a new terminal, but the project will take time and money. The board does not want to put too much money into fixing the already existing terminal if they hope to build a new one. But either way, there will be more traffic starting in January, so the board is discussing smaller ways to adjust, such as moving chairs and layouts around. Amber Smith, KBIA News.
The results are official from Missouri's 2014 general election, and there aren't any last-minute surprises. Secretary of State Jason Kander on Wednesday officially certified the results of the November 4th election. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik and all 8 of Missouri's incumbent congressmen and women were easily reelected. More than 1.4 million people cast ballots, about 35% of Missouri's registered voters. Ameren, Missouri electric customers may save some money starting this February. Ameren says its customers will save on average about 50 cents per month if the Missouri Public Service Commission approves the change. Ameren says it can lower rates because the cost of producing energy is cheaper. Ameren's request will lower fuel and purchased power costs. These changes will affect 1.2 million electric customers around the state. Ameren's Director of Rates and Tariffs, Will Cooper, explains how it works.
What we were able to do is to increase the margins that we see on the excess energy that we generate that we're able to sell into the open market. So we're getting more money for that. Thereby, we can reduce our fuel costs.
Cooper says they expect the commission to issue an order sometime in January, and customers could see lower bills beginning during the February billing cycle. It's too dark in some East Campus neighborhoods in Columbia, according to MU student Sarah Sprick, who started a petition to get more streetlights in the area because of the increasing rates of attacks, rapes, and sexual assaults. Columbia Power and Light Department spokesperson Connie Kaproix says street lighting can be more controversial than it seems.
Columbia Water and Light will install street lights if there's a neighborhood consensus. So we try to avoid situations where we install a street light in one area and then a neighbor doesn't want it.
Sprick started the petition on December 2nd. More than 1,000 people have signed it, and the next step is to go to the City of Columbia and propose they install more light in the area. The search for the University of Missouri's next provost is over. KBIA's Abby Rice has the story.
MU has filled its empty provost position after nearly a year-long search. Garnet Stokes was named as the new executive vice chancellor for academic affairs and provost. Stokes is the second woman to officially hold the provost position in MU's history. MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton chose Stokes from the list of candidates provided by the Provost Search Committee.
This is a person who's earned her stripes, shall we say. She's gone through all of the academic ranks, has served as a department chair, as a dean, and as a provost, all full-time, all permanent, and then she became interim president as well.
Abby Rice, KBIA News.
The NAACP-led group of protesters continued their march toward Jefferson City today. The group of protesters has marched about 20 miles a day and say they have faced tough weather conditions and blistered feet. But their biggest setback occurred Wednesday with a hostile counter-protest in Rosebud. Mary Ratliff, president of Columbia's NAACP, says she was shocked by the actions of counter-protesters.
I knew that there was racism still present in this country, but I had no idea that there was so much animosity and hate about all the up and individuals as we've seen on this march.
But Ratliff said other people have been supportive of their march, even if they're not participating in it. AJ Feather, KBIA News.